kind of a fence you could have around your yard. A wooden fence, people.
Well, now that was what I called a board fence.
Mm-hmm.
And they put up the post and they'd take and put maybe two or four at the bottom of one just about the top.
To be a
support.
Uh-huh.
And then they nail up boards. Mm-hmm. Stand the boards up, you know, high if you want it. Nail it up all the way around.
They have the boards going up and down the vertical?
Up and down.
How tall would it be?
Well, according to how high you want your fence.
Mm-hmm.
3 feet or 4 feet or 5 or 6 feet.
Do you ever see them pointed at the top?
Yeah. That's called a picket.
Uh-huh.
It's called a picket. Picket. P-I-K-E-T.
Uh-huh. That's different from the board fence, then.
Well, no, that's all on the same principle.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of wire fences would people have nowadays?
Well, the main thing is American wire.
Mm-hmm.
It's, the steel is 6 inches apart. And it comes in, 20, 40, and I think it's, 60 rod rolls.
Mm-hmm.
A 20 rod roll will cost you right about $75.
What's
48 inches high.
What's a rod? What do you mean?
Well, 16 and a half feet.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of wire fence that's twisted? Little catcher?
That's barbed wire.
Uh-huh. How did you set up a barbed wire fence?
The same way. We got stretchers that we put it up with.
From nail it to a...
Nail it to one post out on and then stretch it good and tight.
Uh-huh.
And then nail it all along. Then take your stretchers off and go again.
So you nail it to all of the...
Yeah.
All of the... What?
A post.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone? A rock?
Mm-hmm. We had them around about a half hour land one time.
Mm-hmm. What'd you call those?
Rock fence.
Mm-hmm.
We used flat rock that we taken off our land.
You'd use what?
What they call a flat rock.
Flat rock?
Flint.
Flat rock. There was a lot of flint rock on the...
Oh, yes. Well, we built right close to a quarter of a mile of rock fence up that high.
About 4 feet high?
Yeah, 3.5, 4 feet high. Mm-hmm. And then it was so bad, 15 feet, we'd put a fence post down.
Mm-hmm.
And then pile the rock around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got through, then we'd take about two strands of that barbed wire and stretch it on top of it.
Are there any of those still left around here?
None that I know of. There's a few rail fences for antique stuff and such as that scattered around.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough to let you know it's a rail fence.
Uh-huh. What did y'all used to carry water in?
Buckets.
Mm-hmm. What's a bucket made out of?
Well, now, they used to make some of them out of cedar, mm-hmm. wood, and, galvanized metal, such as that.
What did you use to milk in?
Oh, now that was a tin bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a strainer made in the bucket.
Oh, it did?
It had a spout stick like a coffee pot,
mm-hmm.
sticking on the outside, and a strainer inside that.
Mm-hmm.
You just bring your milk in and take that, turn it up, and let the milk strain into your vessel you want to keep it in.
Did you ever hear of calling it a pail?
A what?
A pail.
Well, a bucket and a pail are the same thing.
Uh-huh. What about a piggin? Did you ever hear of that?
Yeah. You see a pigeon?
Something is called a piggin. Mm. It's a kind of a bucket.
Well, I've probably seen them, but I've never seen one to know it.
Uh-huh. They
made out of crock.
Huh?
Made out of crockery or something.
Uh-huh.